and more, now get this, folks, listen to this. More and more senior citizens are saddled with student loan debt. How does that happen? Well, you may know or may not know that besides providing motorist services, AAA also does a good business in certain loans, and they talk about that. And joining us right now, AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair Jr. is on the line. Robert, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So
listen, how is it that senior citizens are saddled with student loan debt? What's up with that?
And they're going broke.
What's up with that?
Well, you know, a lot of students, when they head off to college, don't have the money to be able to pay for it, and they have little or no advice in helping them to decide how to pay for it, so they just wind up taking a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Very often the parent will co-sign for that loan,
yeah,
or the parent might take out the loan in their own name to help the child pay for college. Then when they graduate, they can't get a job that pays them a sufficient amount of money to pay back the loan and perhaps start a new life, you know, start up a new household, get married, have children,
yeah,
that sort of thing, so they wind up defaulting. Now, if that parent co-signed that loan or took out that loan in their name and gave the money to a child or a grandchild, now they're on the hook for paying back that loan. Very often these loans are government loans, upwards of 6%, and if you default on a government loan, you are in big trouble.
Yeah.
And the problem is such that nearly 10% of all U.S. families were headed by someone 50 or older with student loan debt. Now, that's triple the number from 1989, and the median amount of student debt of households headed by people 55 to 64 is $18,000, and if that is a government loan, then the government has the right to reach into your pocket,
mm-hmm,
to take the Social Security benefits, and that happened to 114,000
wow,
people that had their Social Security benefits garnished in order to help pay off student loan debt. And that is a number that is growing and growing. When you consider that to get Social Security, you have to be at least 62 years of age.
Yeah.
We're talking about folks that are on the leeward side of their employment history. They probably don't have a lot of years left to work, or they may have retired already. So it's a tremendous, tremendous burden, and it's one that's growing.
Absolutely. And you're talking to somebody here, my son took out loans, his mom took out loans, and I did. Now, there's no co-signing here.
Mm-hmm.
We're all individual here, but yeah, I took out a government loan, and I'm 2 years into the 8 years it's going to take me to pay it off, but you know, it's, you do what you do, you know, and when I took out that loan, I'm like, okay, I better not screw up, because if I do, the feds are going to come after me.
They sure will. And you know, this happens a lot of the time because there isn't a lot of information available about how to finance, about other alternative sources of income for students. And you know, we have a student lending manager, Donald Kerr, and he's been at this for more than 20 years, and he has consultations with parents and students to advise them on grants that might be available, on scholarships. So there,
yeah,
might be an organization like your local Kiwanis, for example,
yeah,
that might give you money. And he lets folks know that, believe it or not, tuition costs are negotiable.
That's what we did with my son, yeah.
Yeah.
I when I went in there and I said $500, that didn't go over pretty well. So, that didn't work. So it got a little higher than that, but
yeah,
you know, but yeah, you're right. Between the loans he took out, which wasn't much, the loans that I took out, his mom did, and he did have some scholarships. He had a,
mm-hmm,
you know, scholarship for from his voice coach, his singing career, and stuff like that. So we were able to, you know, whittle it down a little bit. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, there are other strategies as well, such as going to a 2-year community college and get those core curriculum requirements taken care of at a much cheaper institution, and then you can transfer to the prestigious school,
yeah,
and finish up the last 2 years of the major, and your degree will come from that prestigious school.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of merit in that. We see the scandal,
yeah,
that broke with the bribing to get kids into certain schools.
Yeah.
That main prestigious school apparently counts for a lot, and that's what a lot of people are trying to go for. And if you don't have $500,000 to bribe somebody,
yeah,
you're going to be of lesser means, and
wow,
you need to find a better way,
yeah,
to be able to pay for it. So Donald Kerr can help with
All right. Donald Kerr at the AAA office. Folks should contact him, and we're good to go. Robert Sinclair, thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. They can go to AAA.com/financial aid and get more information.
All right, AAA.com/financial aid. Thanks, Robert. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take
Thanks.
Care,
bye-bye.
When you think about
how much it costs. You know, Brad, do you know that the average, most of the good private universities around here are $55,000 a year.
Yep.
A year. When we come back from the news, I'm gonna tell